Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to my dad, the rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Oh, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on that blue bus. Do not, yeah. Come on, yeah.
this is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end. My only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end means we try to die. This is.
Yeah. a baby and she's mine, oh mine. My little baby and she sure is fine. Well, I love you, baby, going steady with you.
Baby and she's mine, oh mine. My little baby and she sure is fine. Well, I love you, baby, going steady with you. We go to dances every Friday night, and then I kiss and squeeze and hold it tight. Well, I love you, baby, going steady with you. Well, my baby and me, we love each other. I just gotta say, well, I love you, baby, going steady with you. Oh, play it now. One more time. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
शामी आने के तले आजा
আনন্দের বন্যা আনো একটু পরশ করে
জীব কথা রাখো নয় ভুলো না আকাশের রঙ ওই নীলাভ এত খুশি কাকে আর বিলাব আজ তুমি আমি একই সুরে মিলাব আকাশের রঙ ওই নীলাভ এত খুশি কাকে আর বিলাব
মন ভোলে সুর দোলায় তুমি দোলো
আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি হলো तुझे কাছে এসে ভালোবেসে মুখ তোলো আর আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি হলো কাছে এসো একদিন দূরে ছিল যে রঙে রঙে জীবন ভরে দিল সে আমার
calendar ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਹਬਾਜ਼ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮ 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 ਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
We're here on Forbes Avenue, which is on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Riona Duncan, and I'm here with Katrina Darms.
Hello.
So, one really cool thing that has been happening on campus and around Pittsburgh in general is that CAT has been running mending workshops. So, what does a mending workshop look like when you're leading it?
Yeah, so I run mending workshops on campus at TechSpark and at Hunt Library, and they look a little different. So at TechSpark, we have sewing machines. At Hunt, that's not available. And then the public ones also, no sewing machines. But basically, a mending workshop is people bring clothes that are damaged in some way. They maybe have a rip or a worn area, or they just want to like shorten a t-shirt or a pair of pants. And I'll give them the supplies, show them how to do that, give them a little demo, and then they just sew it. They fix it themselves. It's a lot of different kinds of skills. Today, I just actually came from one at TechSpark. So it was a lot of denim repairs, because that's like a thing that kind of people have that lasts a long time usually, but and doesn't go out of style quickly, but gets worn out, especially like people call like chub rub, the like area between your legs kind of wears out. So people repairing that, people repairing like a shoe with a hole in it.
How did you start running these workshops?
Yeah, so I started working at TechSpark, which is the makerspace on campus, when I was a sophomore. And they have sewing machines there. And so I was kind of started by showing my friends like how to fix things. My roommate had like a pair of pants she wanted to take in at the waist, and a rip in her backpack. And then she was kind of so amazed, like she was really excited to have done it, you know? And to me, like I had been sewing since I was in middle school. It was kind of just something that I taught myself to do. It didn't feel that, it felt very like achievable in a way because it was kind of so self-taught. But for people who didn't start learning when they were younger, it feels like a lot more like of a, in like a higher barrier to entry kind of. And so I started teaching the workshops there because I realized that there was a desire for it. Like people who would maybe want to repair something but didn't have the skills and didn't feel like they could attain the skills on their own would want to learn.
So why do you have any ideas on why people, you learned in middle school, but many people don't. Do you know why that might be?
Yeah. So, I mean, historically, there was a fairly robust like home economics program in schools. But recently, that's kind of been dying out. I didn't get taught it at all in school. I don't know if you did.
No, I did not.
Yeah. So I was actually reading an article about this from Rebecca Harrison, who's the owner of Old Flame Mending, which is a mending shop in Pittsburgh. And she was kind of saying that a lot of public school funding recently has been kind of more directed at towards passing tests and standardized testing. And there's no standardized testing for like mending a rip, following a recipe, budgeting your own finances. And so there's kind of been a transition and focus away from that, those kind of skills. And also at the same time, like clothes are much cheaper now than they were, right? When home ec was first started, like clothes were expensive because fabrics were higher quality. Everything was made in the U.S. primarily. and people just didn't have as much. And so you needed to be able to fix it, right? Because you couldn't afford to replace it. But now things are much more replaceable. And so people don't feel the need to learn those kind of skills.
What would you say is causing clothes to become so much more replaceable then?
Fast fashion is like one of the primary targets. I mean, even before, so fast fashion has been like accelerating really, really rapidly and with crazy trend cycles. But even in, starting in like the 90s, kind of clothes started getting moved offshore because of these free trade agreements that allowed like there's policies that make it possible for there to be like what's called import export zones in other countries, which are kind of areas right at shipping towns, basically, like near ports. Thank you.